Chapter 23, Lokottara Cheetahs. The Abhidhamma teaches us about different kinds of wholesome cheetahs. They are Kamavichara Kusala Cheetahs. That is, Kusala Cheetahs of the sensuous plane of consciousness, Mahakusala Cheetahs. Rupavichara Kusala Cheetahs, that is, Rupa Jhana Cheetahs. And Arupavichara Kusala Cheetahs, that is, Arupa Jhana Cheetahs. All these types of cheetah are kusala, but they do not eradicate the latent tendencies of defilements. Only Lokottara kusala cheetahs, marga cheetahs, eradicate the latent tendencies of defilements. As a footnote, marga means path. The Lokottara kusala cheetah is called marga cheetah or path consciousness. End of footnote. When all defilements are eradicated completely, there will be an end to the cycle of birth and death. We may wonder whether Lokottara Kusala Cheetahs really eradicate defilements so that they never arise again. There are many defilements. We are full of lopa, dosa, and moha. We have avarice, jealousy, worry, doubt, conceit, and many other defilements. The clinging to the self is deeply rooted. We take our mind and our body for self. It is hard to understand how all these defilements can be eradicated. Defilements can be eradicated, and there is a path leading to it. But we have accumulated defilements to such an extent that they cannot be eradicated all at once. Ditti, wrong view, has to be eradicated first. So long as we take realities for self, there cannot be eradication of any defilement. There are four stages of enlightenment. The stages of the Sotapanna, the stream winner, the Sakadagami, the once returner, the Anagami, the no returner, and the Arahat. At each of these stages, the Lokottara Kusala Cheetah, the Magga Cheetah, arises, which experiences Nibbana and eradicates defilements. The Sotapanna, the Aryan who has attained the first stage of enlightenment, has eradicated ditti completely, so that it can never arise again. But he has not eradicated all defilements. Defilements are eradicated stage by stage, and only when arahatship has been attained, all defilements have been eradicated. People may wonder how one can know that one has attained enlightenment. The Lokottara Cheetah is accompanied by Panya, wisdom, which has been developed in Vipassana. One does not attain enlightenment without having developed insight wisdom, Vipassana. There are several stages of insight wisdom. First, doubt and the difference between nama and rupa is eliminated. It may be understood in theory that nama is the reality which experiences an object, and rupa is the reality which does not know anything. However, theoretical understanding of the level of thinking, is not the same as direct understanding, which realizes nama as nama and rupa as rupa. When there is, for example, sound, which is rupa, there is also hearing, which is nama, and these realities have different characteristics. There can be mindfulness of only one characteristic at a time, and at such a moment, right understanding of the reality which presents itself can develop. So long as there is not right mindfulness of one reality at the time, there will be doubt as to the difference between nama and rupa. There has to be mindfulness of the different kinds of nama and rupa which appear in daily life in order to eliminate doubt. When the first stage of insight, which is only a beginning stage, is attained, there is no doubt as to the difference between the characteristics of nama and rupa. The characteristics of nama and rupa have to be investigated over and over again until they are clearly understood as they are and there is no more wrong view about them. The realization of the arising and falling away of nama and rupa is a higher stage of insight which cannot be attained so long as the characteristic of nama cannot be distinguished from the characteristic of rupa. All the different stages of insight have to be attained in the right order. As a footnote, see Visuddhimagga, chapter 20 and 21, and Path of Discrimination 1, Treatise on Knowledge, chapter 5, chapter 10. End of footnote. Panya should continue to investigate the characteristic of realities as they appear through the six doors, so that the three characteristics of conditioned realities, namely impermanence, anicca, dukkha, and non-self, anatta, can be penetrated more and more. When Panya has clearly understood these three characteristics, enlightenment can be attained. Panya can then experience nibbana, the unconditioned reality. When Panya has been developed to that degree, there cannot be any doubt as to whether one has attained enlightenment or not. The English word enlightenment can have different meanings, and therefore it may create confusion. The Pali term for enlightenment is Bodhi. Bodhi literally means knowledge or understanding. The attainment of enlightenment in the context of the Buddhist teachings refers to Panya which has been developed to the degree that it has become Lukuttara Panya, supra-mundane Panya, which accompanies Lukuttara Citta's experience in Nibbana. Enlightenment is actually a few moments of Lukuttara Citta's which do not last. Nibbana does not arise and fall away, but the Lukuttara Citta's which experience Nibbana fall away and are followed by Citta's of the sense sphere. In the case of the Aryans, who have not yet attained the fourth stage of enlightenment, also akusala cittas are bound to arise again. However, the defilements which have been eradicated at the attainment of enlightenment do not arise anymore. Only the right path, the Eightfold Path, can lead to enlightenment. If one develops the wrong path, the goal cannot be attained. When one develops the wrong path, one has ditti, wrong view. In the Abhidhamma, defilements are classified in different ways, and also different kinds of wrong views are classified in various ways. For example, different kinds of wrong view are classified under the group of defilements which is clinging, upadana. Three of the four kinds of clinging mentioned in this group are clinging to various forms of ditti. These three kinds of clinging have been completely eradicated by the Sotapanna. One of them is clinging to rules and ritual, silabhatupadana, which includes the wrong practice of vipassana. Some people think that they can attain enlightenment by following some path other than the Eightfold Path. But this is an illusion. There are no other ways leading to enlightenment. The Eightfold Path is developed by being mindful of the nama and rupa which appear in daily life, such as seeing, visible object, hearing, sound, thinking, feeling, attachment, anger, or the other defilements which arise. If the Eightfold Path is not developed by being mindful of all realities which appear in one's daily life, wrong view cannot be eradicated, and thus not even the first stage of enlightenment, the stage of the Sotapanna, can be attained. Therefore, there is no way leading to enlightenment other than the development of right understanding of realities, which is the wisdom, Panya, of the Eightfold Path. What is right understanding? The answer is seeing nama and rupa as they are, impermanent, dukkha, and non-self. Right understanding can be developed. When we still have wrong view, we take realities for self. We take seeing for self. We take visible object for self. We take feeling for self. We take sanya, remembrance or perception, for self. We take thinking for self. We take defilements for self. We also take good qualities such as mindfulness and wisdom for self. In being mindful of the characteristic of nama and rupa which appear, the wrong view of self can be eliminated. Then there will be right understanding. So long as one has not become a Sotapanna, one may deviate from the right path. There can be wrong practice. There is wrong practice when, for example, one thinks that there should be awareness only of particular kinds of nama and rupa, instead of being aware of whatever kind of nama and rupa appears. People may, for example, believe that lopa, dosa, and moha should not or cannot be objects of mindfulness. However, akusachittas are realities which arise because of their appropriate conditions. They are part of one's daily life. If one selects the objects of awareness, one will continue to cling to a concept of self who could exert control over one's life. Some people believe that vipassana can only be developed when sitting in a quiet place, but then they set rules for the practice, and thus they will not be able to see that mindfulness too is anatta. The Sotapanna has, apart from ditti, also eradicated other defilements. He has eradicated doubt or vichikicca. Doubt is classified as one of the hindrances. It prevents us from performing kusala. We may doubt about the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, about the right practice. The Sotapanna has no more doubt. Another akusala data seeker eradicated by the Sotapanna is stinginess, macharya. The Visuddhimagga 22.52 mentions five kinds of avarice, and I quote, "The kinds of avarice are the five, namely, avarice about dwellings, families, gain, dhamma, and praise, which occur as inability to bear sharing with others any of these things, beginning with dwellings," end of quote. The Atasalini, Expositor, Book 2, Part 2, Chapter 2, 374 and 375, gives an explanation of these five kinds of avarice concerning the monk's dwelling place, the family he is used to visiting in order to receive the four requisites, that is, robes, food, shelter, and medicines. The four requisites themselves mentioned as gained, knowledge of the Dhamma, and praise concerning beauty or virtues. It is explained that there is stinginess if one does not want to share any of these things with others. However, there is no stinginess if one does not want to share these things with someone who is a bad person or someone who would abuse these things. For instance, if one does not teach Dhamma to someone who will abuse Dhamma, there is no stinginess as to Dhamma. Thus we see that the eradication of stinginess does not mean sharing everything one has with anybody. The Sotapanna has eradicated stinginess. The five kinds of stinginess just mentioned do not arise anymore. Furthermore, the Sotapanna has eradicated envy, isa. Envy can arise with dosa mula citta, citta rooted in aversion. The Visuddhimagga 14.172 states concerning envy, and I quote, "Envying is envy. It has the characteristic of being jealous of others' success. Its function is to be dissatisfied with that. It is manifested as averseness from that. Its proximate cause is another's success," end of quote. The Sotapanna is an Aryan, a noble person, although not all defilements are eradicated by him. He is an Aryan because at the moment of enlightenment, when the Magga-citta arose, he became a different person. He is no longer a worldling, putujana. There are no more latent tendencies of wrong view, ditti, and doubt, vichikicca, accumulated in the citta, and there are no more inclinations to stinginess, macharya, or envy, isa. What is a latent tendency? When we desire something, we have lopa. When the lopa mula cittas have fallen away, there are other kinds of citta which are not accompanied by lopa. However, the lopa which arose before has been accumulated. It remains latent. When there are conditions for it arising, it can arise again with the akusala cittas. Latent tendencies are accumulated every cheetah, even in the Bhavanga cheetah, life continuum, which does not experience an object through one of the sense doors or the mind door. The question may occur whether the latent tendency of ditti is eradicated gradually or all at once. The answer is that in the course of the development of right understanding, ditti is gradually eliminated until all latent tendencies are eradicated at the attainment of enlightenment. One cannot attain enlightenment without having cultivated the right conditions. We see that in the Buddha's time, some people could attain enlightenment quickly, even during a discourse. Some could attain enlightenment after a more detailed explanation of the truth, whereas others had to develop the Eightfold Path for a longer time before they could attain enlightenment. It all depends on how much wisdom has already been accumulated, also during previous lives. As to the attainment of enlightenment in the present time, the right conditions have to be cultivated. Enlightenment cannot occur all of a sudden. If there is awareness of all kinds of nama and rupa appearing in daily life, Panya can investigate their characteristics, and in this way it can gradually develop. We cannot expect a great deal of sati and panya in the beginning. However, each moment of right awareness is fruitful, because it can condition further moments of awareness, and thus it can be accumulated. When panya realizes a phenomenon which appears as nama or rupa, clinging to the concept of self is gradually eliminated, until finally all latent tendencies of ditti are eradicated by the Magga-citta, Lukuttara Kusala-citta of the Sotapanna. Then ditti will never arise again. The Sotapanna has not eradicated all defilements. One may wonder whether he can still talk in an unpleasant way to others. Of the 10 kinds of Akusala-gammapada, unwholesome courses of action, there are 4 Akusala-gammapada through speech, which are lying, slandering, rude speech, and idle, useless talk. The Sotapanna has eradicated lying. He can still say unpleasant things about others or use harsh speech, but not to the extent that it would lead to rebirth in a woeful plane. The Sotapanna cannot be reborn in a woeful plane anymore. Useless talk is speech which has not as objective dana, sila, or bhavana. This is not eradicated by the Sotapanna. It can only be eradicated by the Arahat. The question may arise whether it is necessary to classify defilements in such a detailed way. The purpose of the study of the Abhidhamma is right understanding of realities. If one does not study at all, one will not be able to judge what is the right path and what the wrong path. We do not live in the Buddha's time. Since we cannot hear the teachings directly from him, we are dependent on the teachings as they come to us through the scriptures. Therefore, it is beneficial to study the scriptures and also the Abhidhamma. It depends on one's personal inclination to what extent one will study the details about realities. Learning about the different ways of classifying defilements helps us to see their different aspects. For instance, ditti is classified under the group of defilements known as the latent tendencies or proclivities, anusayas, and it is also classified as one of the asavas, kankas or influxes, which is another group of defilements. Furthermore, defilements are classified as ways of clinging, upadanas. As we have seen, 3 classes of ditti are classified under this group of defilements. Defilements are also classified as bonds, gantas, as hindrances, nivaranas, and in several other ways. Each way of classifying shows us a different aspect of defilements, and thus we understand better how deeply accumulated defilements are and how difficult it is to eradicate them. Only Magga-cittas, Lukuttara Kusala-cittas, can eradicate them. Not all defilements can be eradicated by the Magga-citta of the first stage of enlightenment. As we have seen, there are 4 stages of enlightenment: the stages of the Sotapanna, the Sakadami, the Anagami, and the Arahat. And for each of these stages, there is a Margacitta which experiences Nibbana and eradicates defilements. Defilements are progressively eradicated by the Margacitta at each of the four stages of enlightenment. Thus, there are four types of Margacitta. There are four types of Palacitta, Lukuttara Vipakacitta, or fruition consciousness, which are the results of the four Margacittas. Only the Margacitta eradicates defilements. The Palacitta, which also experiences Nibbana, is Vipaka, result of the Margacitta. At the moment of enlightenment, Nibbana is the object which is experienced by the Lukuttara Citta. Some people think that Nibbana is a place which one can reach, a plane of life. In order to have more understanding of what Nibbana is, we have to consider what our life now is. Nama and Rupa are rising and falling away. Our life is dukkha, because what arises and falls away is unsatisfactory. If Nibbana would be a plane where we would continue to live, there would be no end to the arising and falling away of Nama and Rupa, no end to dukkha. Nibbana, however, is the unconditioned Dhamma. It does not arise and fall away. Nibbana is therefore the end of the arising and falling away of Nama and Rupa, the end of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Nibbana is the end to dukkha. When one has attained the first stage of enlightenment, the stage of the Sotapanna, it is certain that there will eventually be an end to the cycle of birth and death, an end to dukkha. When the person who is not an arahat dies, the last citta of his life, the kuti citta, that is, dying consciousness, is succeeded by the patisandhi citta, that is, rebirth consciousness of the next life, and thus life goes on. So long as there are defilements, life has to continue. The fact that we are here in the human plane is conditioned by defilements. Even if there is birth in a heavenly plane, in the Rupa Brahma plane, or in an Arupa Brahma plane, it is conditioned by defilements. The Arahat has no more defilements. He does not have to be reborn in any plane. The Arahat has to die, because he was born and birth has to be followed by death. However, for him, the Kuti Citta will not be succeeded by Patisandhi Citta. Thus, for him, there will not be the arising of Nama and Rupa in a new life anymore. And this means the end to the cycle of birth and death. For some people, this would seem to be the annihilation of life, something which is frightening. We can make ourselves believe that life is good and that it should continue forever. But if we develop insight, we will see more and more that life is Nama elements and Rupa elements, which arise because of their own conditions and then have to fall away. They are beyond control. Nobody can cause them to remain. We cannot cause the arising of happy feeling. If it arises, it does so because of its own conditions. It is only present for an extremely short while, and then there will maybe unhappy feeling. The ideas we used to have about life and happiness will gradually be changed. If one still clings to the self, one is anxious about what will happen to the self after one's death. For the Arahat, the question of what will happen after his death does not occur. He has no more defilements and thus no more clinging to life. The Aryan knows that what the non-Aryan takes for happiness is dukkha. The non-Aryan takes for misery what the Aryan knows as happiness. The development of wisdom brings a kind of happiness which is different from what one used to take for happiness. Our defilements are the real cause of disturbance, worry, and restlessness. They are the cause of all sorrow. Nibbana is the end of lopa, dosa, and moha, and thus the end of all sorrow. When one is not an Aryan, one cannot really understand what Nibbana is. If we cannot experience yet the true nature of the conditioned Dhammas, which arise and fall away, we cannot experience the unconditioned Dhamma, the Dhamma which does not arise and fall away. As we have seen, there are four Paramita Dhammas, citta, jetasika, rupa, and nibbana. Citta, jetasika, and rupa are realities which arise and fall away. They are conditioned dhammas and thus dukkha. Nibbana does not arise and fall away. It has no conditions through which it arises. It is an unconditioned dhamma. Nibbana is the end to dukkha. If there were no cessation of dukkha, the Buddha would not have taught the path leading to the cessation of dukkha. However, since there is the cessation of dukkha, the Buddha taught the path leading to it. We read in the verses of Uplift, Udana, chapter 8, 3, Kudaka Nikaya, that the Buddha, while he was staying in Anathapindika's park, said to the monks, and I quote, "Monks, there is a not born, a not become, a not made, a not compounded." As a footnote, asankata, unconditioned, not proceeding from conditions, end of footnote. Monks, if that unborn, not become, not made, not compounded were not, there would be apparent no escape from this here that is born, become, made, compounded. As a footnote, sankata, conditioned. This is translated into English as compounded or constructed. It is that which is put together, sankaroti, produced by the association of different conditions. End of footnote. But since, monks, there is an unborn, therefore the escape from this here that is born, become, is apparent. End of quote. Nibbana can be experienced at the attainment of enlightenment. But enlightenment cannot be attained unless panya has been developed to the degree that it can experience the conditioned dhammas as they are, impermanent, dukkha, and non-self, anatta. At the attainment of enlightenment, the Magga-citta, Lokuttara Kusala-citta, directly experiences nibbana. When the Magga-citta has fallen away, it is succeeded immediately by the Pala-citta, Lokuttara Vipaka-citta, which experiences the same object. When one performs Kamavichara Kusala-gama, Kusala-gama of the sensuous plane of consciousness, the Vipaka does not follow immediately. Even if the Vipaka were to arise soon after the gama, it could never arise in the same process of citta. When one attains rupa jhana or irupa jhana, the vipaka citta, if it arises, only arises in a next life. It is different with the magga citta. This has to be followed immediately in the same process of citta by the pala cittas, which are two or three moments of citta, depending on the individual. When someone attains enlightenment of the stage of the Sotapanna, the Magga-citta and the Pala-cittas of the Sotapanna arise. The Magga-citta of the Sotapanna eradicates the defilements which are to be eradicated at that stage, and this is once and for all. Thus, the Magga-citta of the Sotapanna can arise only once in the cycle of birth and death. The Pala-citta can arise again in other processes of citta, if enlightenment has been attained with Lokuttara Jhana-citta. Someone who has developed jhana and acquired mastery in jhana, Visuddhimagga 4, 131, and also develops insight, can attain enlightenment with Lokuttara Jhana-citta. Lokuttara citta accompanied by jhana factors of one of the stages of jhana. It is extremely difficult to acquire mastery in jhana. One should be able, for example, to determine when one enters jhana and when one emerges from jhana. Only if mastery has been acquired, jhana can be a base for insight, that is, an object of mindfulness and vipassana. In that way, the clinging to a self who attains jhana can be eliminated. Those who attain enlightenment have different accumulations, and according to one's accumulations, the Lokuttara jhana cittas are accompanied by jhana factors of different stages of jhana. The Pālācitta, which is accompanied by jhana factors, can arise many times again, experiencing nibbana with absorption. As a footnote, this attainment is called Pala Samapatti, attainment of fruition. End of footnote. Cittas can be counted as 89 or as 121. When cittas are counted as 121, there are instead of 8 lukutara cittas. As a footnote, a magacitta, lukutara kusala citta, and a pala citta, lukutara vipaka citta, at each of the four stages of enlightenment. End of footnote. 40 lukutara cittas. And these are lukutara cittas accompanied by the jhana factors of the different stages of jhana. As we have seen, there are 5 stages of rupa jhana, and at each stage, jhana factors are successively abandoned, as a footnote, see chapter 22, end of footnote. Until at the 5th stage, or at the 4th stage of the fourfold system, they are the remaining factors of samadhi, concentration, and upeka, indifferent feeling, which arises instead of sukha, pleasant feeling. Lukutara cittas can be accompanied by jhana factors of each of the 5 stages of jhana. For example, when lukutara cittas are accompanied by jhana factors of the 5th stage of rupa jhana, it means that they are accompanied by samadhi and upeka. As regards arupa jhana cittas, they have meditation subjects which are different from the meditation subjects for rupa jhana, but the jhana factors which accompany them are the same as the jhana factors of the 5th stage of rupa jhana, namely samadhi and upeka. Thus, the jhana factors of the 5 types of rupa jhana have to be taken into account when we classify lukutara jhana cittas. Lukutara cittas accompanied by jhana factors of the different stages of rupa jhana and virupa jhana. Consequently, each of the 8 lukutara cittas can be reckoned as 5-fold, and then there are 40 lukutara cittas. When cittas are counted as 89, they can be summarized as follows. 12 akusala cittas, 18 ahetuka cittas, 8 mahakusala cittas, 8 mahavipaka cittas, 8 mahakirya cittas, 15 rupa vichara cittas, 12 arupa vichara cittas, 8 lukutara cittas. When cittas are counted as 121, they are, instead of 8 lukutara cittas, 40 lukutara cittas. The way to nibbana seems to be extremely long, and we may wonder how we could ever reach the goal. We should not be impatient and wish for a result that is far off. Instead, we should consider what we have to do at the present moment to develop right understanding of the nama and rupa which appear right now. Thus, we develop the condition for the attainment of nibbana. End of chapter 23.